Marriage certificates in Washington state will look a little different next month. Terms like bride and groom will be out. The Department of Health wants to use something more gender neutral, as same-sex marriage is about to be legal. The agency is taking suggestions at a public hearing today. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The Department of Health is facing an unusual quandary now that the terms bride and groom no longer apply to everyone who's getting married. You may be asking yourself, what's the health department doing worrying about marriage certificates? The agency is a repository for records of births and deaths and everything else in between, like marriage and divorce.
When you think about it, people need these records often, more so than ever before, as they have to prove who they're married to or when they were born for things like passports and other items. So we keep all of those records.
That's Tim Church, spokesperson for the Department of Health. He says the agency is trying to update the state's marriage and divorce certificates to reflect the recently approved same-sex marriage law. Church says they looked at states like Connecticut, Iowa, and Massachusetts that have legalized same-sex marriage to get some ideas.
Some states are using spouse A and spouse B. Some states are using party A and party B, or person A and person B. And all of them are working for those individual states. We're starting with a proposal of spouse A and spouse B, but we want to hear what people think.
So much for romance. Church does say the forms may ask for the couple's gender. The agency wants to keep track of the number of same-sex marriages in the state. It hopes to have the new forms ready by December 9th. That's the first day same-sex couples can get married. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.